4 minutes plus to go here in the first half. Hilgart with it, back to pass. He's under pressure, looks on the right side. The pass is incomplete. A five-yard pattern out there. And Dalton Schmidt, the intended receiver. Hudson has not been as accurate, I'm sure, as he's capable of tonight, but the defense for Shell Lake, I mean, they've been there. Nobody's been wide open. I mean, there's been nobody wide open. But the Shawamigan wide receivers have been able to get a step or two here and there, which requires a precise pass. Hilgart back to pass, puts it over the middle, a little bit too high that time for Phil. He was open. That may have been as wide open as we've seen a receiver. Just a quick little in pattern off the left side, cutting toward the middle of the field, and Hudson let it sail a little bit high. And third down coming now for Shawamigan. Third down and 10. Under 3 to go here in the first half. Very special guest coming up at halftime. Stay tuned for that. We'll talk a little Northwoods high school sports here. We'll give off on those. Right side, Hudson's going to hang on to. He's going to be swarmed under way back at about the 34-yard line. Again, the defensive pressure from Shell Lake has snuffed out any chance Shawamigan's had to run the ball. And then when Hudson's dropped back to pass, he has had someone in his face most of the time. And that loss will make it a fourth down play now. The ball just inside the Shell Lake 35-yard line. Fourth, and we'll call it about 17 here. So we'll see if Hudson can't hook up with A.J. here. Two receivers split out to the right side, one to the left. Hudson back to pass under pressure, launches it, and pass is intercepted down near the 20. And Shell Lake's going to take it up the right sideline. They're going to take it all the way for a touchdown. Interception made on the run in the middle of the field, and then an interception return of about 80 yards on the play. And we do have a penalty way back, I think, at the spot of the interception. The ref threw a marker. I thought he threw a marker, but it may have been a flag. So let's wait and see what this is here. Everybody walking back with 1:46 to go. Right when the interception was made, the referee flicked. I wasn't sure if it was a marker or the flag because he didn't launch it in the air like you're supposed to as a ref. You're supposed to find joy in that parachute coming down. He just kind of flicked it to the ground, and that's going to be a penalty on Shell Lake that will eliminate the interception return for a touchdown, but will not be enough. I don't think that's an automatic first down, is it? No, it isn't. It's going to be fourth down and about 12. So a pass interference, I had to have been the call there. They threw the flag right at the point of the interception. Oh, they gave it back to Shell Lake. So it's going to be Shell Lake's ball. Well, I'm not sure what happened there. There's the gentleman who intercepted the ball definitely was not down. And here comes Shell Lake the other way quickly up over the 45-yard line. The interception was made, and he definitely wasn't down, so I'm not really sure how Shell Lake could get the ball. And either way, it's Shell Lake ball and a first down play up near midfield. With a minute 10 to go here in the first half. Might have to get a rules explanation on that one. I'm not sure what happened. Maybe there's some special rule in high school football. McKelton's going to launch down the right side. That pass is incomplete, underthrown down near the 30-yard line. And it will be third down for Shell Lake. Clock running. Should get it. Probably one more play in here in the first half. With Shell Lake leading Shawamigan here in eight-man football, 44-0 here, winding down the first half of play. And this will be the final play, barring a penalty, of the first half. And McKelton's going to look to pass and now pulls it under and now takes off to midfield. He's going to be swarmed under right there. And that will bring the first half to a close with the Shell Lake Lakers on Parents' Night here in Shell Lake, leading the Shawamigan Screaming Eagles by a score of 44-0. More to come from Shell Lake High School. Let's take a 2-minute timeout.
Northwoods Community Credit Union, serving our local communities since 1953 with locations in Park Falls and Ashland, offering competitive rates and services to kids, teens, and to the big kids at heart. Our heart is in our communities. We're not just a credit union offering financial services. We're a family that cares about your family. Stop in today or check us out online at northwoodscu.com. Northwoods Community Credit Union is federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration, and membership eligibility is required. Doctors Leeson, Pinzel, and Kessinger are LPK Dental. For over 35 years, LPK Dental has given you lots of reasons to smile. From general dentistry to same-day crowns to Invisalign implants, root canal, Botox, and more. It's all state-of-the-art treatment and technology. They accept care credit, VA patients, new patients, emergency patients, and their own dental membership plan. See Facebook or make an appointment at lpkdental.com. Locations at 4th Avenue North and Park Falls and Oak Street in Woodrow. At LPK Dental, they will make you smile. You'll always score big when you shop at Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store. They have everything you'll need for your remodeling projects. The paint, the stain, the power tools, the plumbing supplies, yard and garden, plus items for your backyard birds, too. And they even have kitchen and laundry appliances, too. Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin.
Woodruff Appliance and TV doesn't want you to miss any big plays this sports season. They've got a great selection of large, state-of-the-art TVs. They've also got the knowledge to help you select the best TV for you and your family. They've got a great selection, and the prices can't be beat. Whatever the season, football, baseball, hockey, or hoops, they've got what you're looking for. Woodruff Appliance and TV, the experienced professionals for all your entertainment and kitchen appliance needs.
All right, back we are at Shell Lake High School. We're at halftime here, and the Shell Lake Lakers leading the Shawamigan Butternut Mercer Co-op team to score 44-0. And we got a very special guest here at halftime. Broadcasting legend. How about that, Mr. McKibben? How about that?
that makes me sound old, though.
Well, Randy McKibben, who has done...
Which, by the way, I am old.
Yeah, I am too. I like to admit that too. You did sports and radio here in the Northwood. When did you tell us when you started your radio career?
January of 1974.
1974.
In where you were working now, Park Falls, and I lasted there for till 76, and then Tomahawk, and then Shell Lake, and a couple other places. So yeah,
and you spent more time, I think, in Shell Lake. Was that your longest?
Yeah, that was 12 and a half years here.
Okay.
Yeah, and great community. Still live here.
Yeah.
And you know, so it's I'm glad that glad I have a chance to say hi to my friends in Park Falls, because that was an important time for me. It was my start of my career there.
Yeah. So what years were you at what it was called, PFP, NBI, CQM, whatever it was called then?
1974 to 1976.
Okay.
And so yeah, it was WMBI then.
Okay.
And both AM and FM at that time.
So you just missed the DJ Rick era at that time. So
DJ Rick still owes me money. yeah, that's an old funny story about DJ Rick. We'll just keep it at that. But you know, he asked me for some money, and
I just saw him a couple of weeks ago.
Did you?
And he lives in Vegas, so he's got a lot of money.
Oh well, then yeah.
So Randy, we're talking with Randy McKibben, who's been covered sports in the area, Northern Wisconsin. When I ask you, Randy, a couple of memories, a couple of things that really stand out in your mind of doing high school sports here in the Northwoods, what stands out as some of the most exciting, memorable games that you got to do?
Well, some of them. One of them was same a game that you and I both did for separate stations as a Clayton football, Shell Lake Clayton football game in 1991.
The Frozen Tundra.
Frozen Tundra of Clayton. And I hadn't seen a game there until about 30 years later. And then Shell Lake last year played football down there on that same field, and the game went to, like, double overtime then.
Yeah, we had Clayton and Shell Lake. It was a playoff game. Like the first or second round, and it was so cold.
Oh, it was terrible.
I remember after that game was over, I had to go to bowl in Bowling League. I don't know where it was. It was in Amory or something. And it took me about 7 or 8 frames for my hand just to thaw out.
Yeah.
So I could feel the bowling ball.
Yeah.
And we were all just frozen, and then it went to overtime, and we're like, come on, are you kidding me?
It was 4 overtime.
4 overtime.
Yeah, it was terrible. My hot chocolate was was literally frozen in a cup, and we have one of these old, you would remember this for radio, an old dial telephone.
Oh, yeah,
I remember dialing the Shell Lake radio station at the time and watching the dial go.
It wouldn't move.
It almost wouldn't move. And we got on, though, and it was fun. Shell Lake went on to win a state championship then. So.
Yeah, talk about that. Any other memories you have of covering teams that maybe won championships and stuff like that?
So much of my career, the best part of my career, were right here.
Yeah.
And I saw Shell Lake win 2 state championships, football championships. I got the opportunity to 6 overall state championships.
Wow.
And that was just a big thrill. And so it was so much, like I said, so much of my career was here.
Yeah.
Was the best part.
Yeah.
But, you know, the last station I worked for was in Rice Lake, and that was fun, too. So I enjoyed myself. I looked for a time to finally close it all off, and I had heart surgery that did it for me.
Okay.
I didn't know whether I was going to miss it or not, but I don't. I miss the game, like what we're doing right now here tonight.
Sure.
And but it was a good run, and I'm glad that it's over.
Yeah, and you know, it's still fun doing games like this, but you know, a lot of things change. Not only in radio, but broadcasting. Now, when you did games back then with Shell Lake, and I did games, state tournament games in Iowa and Minneapolis, we were the source for the game. You know, we were the source for people to hear the game. And that is the case nowadays sometimes, Randy, but you got Facebook, you got so many, there's a lot of video streams now of games, which is awesome that it kind of expands into that. But back in the day with us, people would tune in because if they couldn't go to the game, they were listening by the hundreds, even thousands. They were listening to the local radio station.
Yeah. And that's one of the reasons why that I'm glad I'm not doing it anymore, because I got tired of trying to keep up with the technology. When you and I did that one interview a couple of years ago, when we were going to have a reunion of a Phillips football team, we were sitting in the studio that used to be our main studio. Well, it still is now.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
And so, you know, we had turntables then.
Yeah.
What are they?
Yeah.
And but yeah, you're right. The technology is so much different now. YouTube, you mentioned.
Facebook and streaming.
Facebook and the streaming and all of that. It's that part of it is a lot different. Doing this. The game itself is nothing.
No, it's not. No.
When we first started, when you and I first started, we didn't have 8-man like they do now. And that's debatable whether or not that's an improvement or not. But what it does do is give the kids a chance to compete and participate.
Yeah.
And they wouldn't be able to do that. So many of these smaller schools would have a difficult time getting an 11-man program going.
Right.
Shell Lake almost lost their entire program at one point, and then 8-man came along, and here we are. So, but you know, Schwamigan has like 20 kids in uniform tonight. If you had an 11-man program,
it wouldn't work.
It wouldn't well, not very well.
Yeah,
and Shell Lake did have at that time. We had like I think it's like maybe 14 kids trying to run an 11-man program. It wouldn't work. It can't work.
Well, what's nice about 8-man, what I always say is it puts less kids in danger, I think, when you got 11-man football and you want to play the game, sometimes you're reaching down into freshmen and sophomores that should not be out on the field.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that doesn't happen in 8-man, but it happens less now where the coaches are not forced to say, hey, I know you're not ready to play varsity, but go and block that senior out there. And that usually doesn't end well.
No.
That's not good. So it does reduce that a lot.
It does, and I know that with the Marrowood Conference now, what was Marrowood Conference, I guess.
Yeah.
You would have Phillips trying to play Edgar or Stratford or something like that. And, I mean, those are powerhouse programs all over the state.
Yeah.
And you're right. They can't compete with something like that. And it's not just competition, but it's, like you said, it's a safety factor.
Yeah.
And so it's a good thing, 8-man football. I'm glad that teams like Shell Lake, teams like Schwamigan are able to participate and keep their program going. So that part of it is good. I can't complain about that.
And all the kids over the years, and maybe they don't realize it from our end, but as radio guys, I know some of the biggest joys I've had has been doing state tournament games being able to go to Madison, or I've been to Minneapolis or Iowa to a couple of state championship games. And just to thank the kids and the coaches for all the work they put in, and we get to kind of follow along and have fun with it.
Oh, you know, it's great. I remember the first time Shell Lake won a championship in 1991, and then we'd actually done, my wife and I had done two state championships before that, and for Webster and for Turtle Lake. And by the time Shell Lake got around to winning one in 1991, it was like on top of the world. In fact, I even think I said that. Shell Lake's on top of the world.
Yeah.
It's a tremendous thrill, and that part I missed.
Right.
That part I missed. The travel, the technology, I don't miss.
Exactly. And just to give people an idea, I mean, when we did games back 70s and 80s, the number one thing is the phone line installed and ready to go? Because if you didn't have a phone line, you weren't going on the air. Now we're all cellcasters and we're on the Wi-Fi and stuff, but back then, you had to have a working phone line installed wherever you went to do a game.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
A landline.
I remember in Molson E, we had to have a line installed there. Well, you'd have to have that anytime. And, I mean, they would have to run telephone lines from across the street sometimes, whatever.
Right.
When, the thing is that when we would pick up a line or a phone in a gym or something, the first thing I'd hear, you know, it was for a dial tone.
Right.
And if you had a dial tone, then you knew you had a
game.
You
knew you were gold.
Yeah. And then after that, it was up to you. But yeah, dial tones. We wouldn't even worry about that.
The most nerve-wracking part was doing a road game, like a couple hours away, a big playoff game. There's no way you could drive there and plug something in to see if you had a...
So you
show up there, because I did a road game once and I worked in Minnesota, and it was dead. It was after hours. And like you said, there was a house behind. We ran, back then you brought 300-400 yards worth of phone line just in case. We ran a phone jack from a lady's garage across the road, duct tape that came up into the press box, and we did it from there.
Yeah.
At one point during the game, her husband picked up the phone and said, "Honey, who's on our phone?" And I kindly told him on the air, "We're doing a football game." Those are just some great memories.
Those are priceless memories, and I remember all that kind of stuff fondly. I'll leave you with one thing here because I don't know. Speaking of Molson E, Shell Lake. This would have been in the 91 season. Shell Lake scored a 72-yard touchdown pass. And frozen just like it was for the Clayton game. Frozen solid. 72-yard touchdown pass. I got up and I was so excited. I pulled our telephone cord out of the socket, which was behind me on the back wall of the press box. I had pulled it out, didn't realize it. And I think one of a policeman from Molson E had to come and tell me, "Tell me you're off the air." But yeah, those are the kinds of things that, you know, we both ran into. And so I'm glad I'm retired. I'm glad I'm still able, healthy enough to watch games like this, and still to meet, reacquaint myself with you.
Yeah.
Like I said, say hi to all of my fans in, not my fans, my friends in Park Falls. And
fans,
and
too, yeah.
I set my 50-year high school reunion in Phillips last weekend.
Very cool. Very cool. All right, Mr. McKibben, thanks for coming up and joining us. It's always a pleasure to see you when we come over here and do games.
Yeah, thanks for asking.
You betcha. Randy McKibben, broadcasting legend here in the Northwoods, I say. And we will have the second half kickoff of this contest coming up after this 60-second timeout.
IAP Incorporated of Phillips is a complete manufacturing resource for fans, blowers, and dampers, from design to fabrication and delivery with ongoing service. They have over 50 years experience in engineering and manufacturing industrial equipment and have been supporting our community's youth and high school sports since the early 1970s. Personal responsibility, production efficiencies, and rigorous checking assure high-quality products with lasting value. IAP foresees long-term success as they continue to operate with honesty, integrity, and spirit. It's a vision that extends beyond dollars to a way of working and living that brings pride to our community.
Our communities are at the center of our efforts moving forward. You'll see the Forward Bank team at area events volunteering. Watch for them as they are reaching out, presenting donations, and signing up charities to participate in our unique charitable money market account program. We connect our customers to the local charities that matter to you most. Visit www.forward.bank for more information or stop in and ask our team how you can help make a difference. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
A rare Thursday night game here for high school football, but they moved this game here just for convenience reasons for the kids for the Labor Day weekend, so it works out good. We will have more high school action tomorrow night. Phillips will play host to Clayton tomorrow night, and that'll be at 7 o'clock. That will be right here tomorrow night on 98Q, 98QCountry.com. Download that Civic Media app, and you can listen to the game on your phone also. We will have the second half kickoff. Let's take a one-minute break. We'll come back with the second half kickoff with Shell Lake leading Shawamigan at halftime by a score of 44-0. More to come in 1 minute.
Shawamigan Home Furnishings is proud to be part of the Park Falls and Ashland communities and wishes all area high school athletes the best in their sporting endeavors. You're all winners, on and off the court, on and off the field, and on and off the course. Shawamigan Home Furnishings helps bring you the sports broadcast. And whether win or lose, we are in your corner with a full showroom filled with a variety of furniture, including sectionals, sofas, love seats, up north style furniture, as well as bedroom sets and dining room set. Mattresses with two-sided options, plus over 50 recliners to choose from. At Shawamigan Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street in Ashland, Wisconsin.
Heckman Auction, heck yeah. We auction the usual with the unusual. There are many different items we auction, from tractors, machinery, vehicles, UTVs, and boats, to furniture, antiques, housewares, and collectibles. You never know what you will find at HeckmanAuction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah. Heckman Auction, heck yeah. Download our app, iOS, Apple, and Android devices. Go to Play Store or App Store, type in Heckman Auction, that's H-U-E-C-K-M-A-N, Auction, download and start bidding, or go to HeckmanAuction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah!
All right, second half kickoff is on the way here. Thanks to Randy McKibben for joining us. I've known Randy for, ever since I moved up here. Met him, just doing games around the area. And I say it kiddingly a little bit, but not really. He really is a broadcasting legend here in the Northwoods. He's been to every gym, every school, broadcast numerous state championship games over here in the Shell Lake area. And he's from that Phillips, worked in the Phillips, Park Falls area, and knows all the people over there. So I thought that would be great. I saw Randy here and figured, hey, it'd be a good time to catch up with Mr. McKibben and talk about some basketball or just some sports memories. We kind of talk football a lot, but there's other things too with basketball and stuff that we could probably talk a long time about. So Shell Lake will kick off here as we start half number two, right to left, as shadows now are making their way over the field. A little bit of sunset moving in here. Shawamigan will field and get leveled back at about their own 14-yard line, and that's where the Screaming Eagles will take over first and 10. We will have a running clock in this contest for the remainder of the game, with Shell Lake holding that commanding 44-0 lead. So Shawamigan going to see if they can get that offense moving just a little bit here, get something positive on. We talked earlier in the week with Coach Morgan and tonight, too, that the Screaming Eagles are facing a couple of the better 8-man programs that they'll see in the entire state in Siren and Shell Lake. There's a give up the middle that's going to get maybe a yard. Siren last year only lost one game to the eventual state champ Newman Catholic. Shell Lake last year, 10-2. The only team they lost to was Luck last year, which I think ended up real deep in maybe even that state championship game. These are a couple of real good programs, so there will be a little break for Shawamigan. Not that anybody's easy on the schedule, but I think they'll see some teams that maybe they can have a little bit more success against here down the line. Second down now, after a loss of one on the play, give off on the right side, maybe a gain of one. It'll be third down and long for Shawamigan. Montello will be the opponent next week. Shawamigan was supposed to play Valley Christian next week at home, but Valley Christian had to cancel that game. So Shawamigan was without an opponent, but Montello, that's from down by the Madison area, has agreed to come up, and they will play next Friday night at McDonald Field, and that will be a 7 o'clock kick next Friday night. I believe that's on 103.1. I have to check that. A pass over the middle by Hilgard. A little sidearm pass is incomplete. And it'll be fourth down for Shawamigan. Deep in their own territory, no option here but to punt. It has been all Shell Lake. Their first drive, I thought Shawamigan put up some pretty good resistance. It was a long, methodical drive down the field. But since then, it has been large chunks for Shell Lake and the 44-0 advantage. So Shawamigan will punt now with the punter back in his own end zone. The kick is away and will be fielded by Shell Lake at the 40 to the 35. Angling right side to the 30, down to the 25 or so, and that's where the Shell Lake Lakers will take over first and 10. Of course, next year, we will have for the first time ever established conferences for all the teams playing 8-man in the Northwoods. Of course, Rib Lake Prentice has been struggling to get their 11-man program numbers-wise. So next year, you're going to have Rib Lake have their own program. Prentice will have their own 8-man program. Phillips, Shawamigan Butternut Co-op team, and Mercer, Shawamigan Butternut Mercer, Mellon, Athens will be in there. There'll be seven teams. There's a give off the left side down inside the 20 running out of bounds and a short gain on the play for Shell Lake. So you have a seven-team conference next year. And the other two games will be against the Lakeland, I believe it's the Lakeland West, which is also teams that they've been used to playing, Northwood, Solon Springs, and others. So it'll be nice to have all conference honors and all the conference standings to play for. There's something special about being in a conference, seeing the conference standings. Playing an independent schedule can be very tough because you lose an opponent. It's hard to find someone, and we'll talk to Montello. They're coming all the way up from Madison next week. There's a give off, a give off on the right side, a fake pass, and a give off that's going to be down inside the 10, or rather down inside the 15-yard line or so. We're going to have a first down on that play, and it'll be not first and goal, maybe about the 12-yard line for Shell Lake. .652 to go in the third quarter. And the Shell Lake Lakers on their home field on Parents' Night, taking care of business. They led by the same score at halftime and are trying to tack on here with a first down just outside the Shawamigan 10. Give off up the middle, down inside the five, pushing toward the end zone. And going to be short of the goal line down there. Maybe about the 4-yard line or so. Second down. And about 3. Shall they can get a first down before they get a touchdown. If everybody has a safe and fun Labor Day weekend, we'll call it the last hurrah of summer. We know better than that. But the weather certainly should be nice enough. It's going to be hot and dry, not much rain at all, if any. There's a give off the left tackle, squirming down inside the 1-yard line. And not going to get into the end zone, but I think that might be close to a first down. They're going to keep it as third down and about 1 yard. The ball is at about the 2 or 3 yard line down there. I like that the NFL schedule now starts the weekend after Labor Day. We can all just kind of relax, enjoy, turn on the Brewer game, and just kind of enjoy the Northwoods and Labor Day weekend. Apprentice Progress Days going on, of course. There's a give off the left side and going in untouched for a touchdown. Is Summers, I believe that is. And anyway, it's a touchdown for Shell Lake. And that'll make it 50-0 on a short 2-yard run, the shortest scoring strike of the evening for Shell Lake. Everything else has been from outside of the 10-yard line and several from outside of the 30-40-yard line. So 2-point conversion coming for Shell Lake. Lefty McKelton quarterback in there. He'll give off the right side and in for the 2-point conversion. 52-0 now. Shell Lake leading Shawamigan. We'll have more from Shell Lake coming up after a 1-minute timeout.
You've built a business to be proud of. It provides for your family, employees, and your community. Shouldn't you protect this valuable asset? At Forward Insurance, we have a full line of commercial insurance options to meet your needs. Stop in to see one of the experienced hometown agents to hear more about the benefits of moving forward together. Or visit online at www.forward.bank/insurance. Conveniently located in Park Falls and Phillips. Jeff Haken and Roofing, the most experienced roofing company in the area, specializing in steel and shingled roofs. Materials are sourced locally and they take pride in their work. Quality is their number one goal. Insured and estimates are free. Check out the website, jeffhakenandroofing.com. That's H-E-I-K-K-I-N-E-N. jeffhakenandroofing.com. Or call or text 715-820-2880. Jeff Haken and Roofing, a proud supporter of local sports.
Go, Shawamigan will field just inside their own 20-yard line, out to the 25, and pushing near the 30 into the 31-yard line. And that's where Shawamigan will take over. First and 10, Corbin Phelps on the return. We want to mention some of the players that maybe don't get into the game as much or that we haven't mentioned. Some may be injured also. Judah Johnson, senior. Dylan Eith, we've mentioned earlier. Hudson Hilgart, the quarterback. Corbin Phelps, Dalton Schmidt. Got Devin Adams Dunn, the freshman. Also on the roster, Dominic Seabury, the sophomore. Mason Paholka, sophomore. And they'll be able to get some playing time, hopefully in some JV games this year, if not in the varsity also. Give off for 3 or 4 up the middle for Shawamigan. Cole Polacek, the sophomore. Norson Rodriguez, the sophomore. Dawson Schmidt, freshman. Josh Brandt, the freshman. William Morris, the sophomore. Mentioned Gregory Morgan, the junior. Tyree Mullins, the freshman. Cameron Patton, 6'3", senior. Plays on the line. and those linemen don't get mentioned much at all. Back to give off the middle, I should say, up over the 35 to the 37 for a couple to be third down and about four for Shawamigan. A.J. Morgan, of course, Carson McPeak, the sophomore, Nolan Niehoff, the senior, Ian Schlayer, the sophomore, Derek Bonga, the junior, Louis Segura Martel, the junior, and Jaden Moda, sophomore, rounding out the Shawamigan roster for this evening. Third down coming for Shawamigan and about four in their own territory. Hilgart will dish it off. That pass is going to be picked off. That's going to be a pick six. Going the other way. Oh, he might not score. Wait a minute. He's at the five, and they got him down just inside the five at about the one-yard line, I think. That ball was, I believe, off the receiver, tipped in the air, intercepted by Shell Lake, and I thought he was going to get a pick six, but Shawamigan, to their credit, did not give up. Tracked him down that left side, all the way down, though, close to the one-yard line for Shell Lake, and that's where they'll have first and 10 after the interception. Shell Lake leading the Shawamigan Butternut Mercer Co-op 8-man team, 52-0, 2 minutes to go. Running clock here in quarter number three. And a little give off on the right side. Actually, McKelton is going to just keep it, the quarterback. And he is going to go in for the touchdown, Isaiah McKelton. It wasn't easy for him, but he just stepped in that right pylon to go in for the touchdown to make it 58-0 in favor of Shell Lake. A chance for you to come out and see some Screaming Eagle football yet this season, of course, with, three home games. Let me get the schedule out here. We got Montello coming in next week. It'll be at Phillips, Washburn at home on the 22nd, at Winter Birchwood, at Mellon, and then home to Northwood Solon Springs on October 13th, and home to South Shore on the 20th. Incomplete pass on the attempt for the two-point conversion. No good. It remains 58-0. Shell Lake over Shawamigan. More high school football coming up after this one-minute timeout.
Northwoods Community Credit Union, serving our local communities since 1953 with locations in Park Falls and Ashland, offering competitive rates and services to kids, teens, and to the big kids at heart. Our heart is in our communities. We're not just a credit union offering financial services. We're a family that cares about your family. Stop in today or check us out online at northwoodscu.com. Northwoods Community Credit Union is federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration, and membership eligibility is required. Doctors Leeson, Pinzel, and Kessinger are LPK Dental. For over 35 years, LPK Dental has given you lots of reasons to smile. From general dentistry to same-day crowns to Invisalign implants, root canal, Botox, and more. It's all state-of-the-art treatment and technology. They accept care credit, VA patients, new patients, emergency patients, and their own dental membership plan. See Facebook or make an appointment at lpkdental.com. Locations at 4th Avenue North and Park Falls and Oak Street in Woodruff. At LPK Dental, they will make you smile.
All right, kickoff coming for Shell Lake. Kicking right to left here. Be fielded by Shawamigan at their own 20, 25, the 30. Swarmed under there at about the 30 or 31-yard line. That is where it will be first down and 10 for the Shawamigan Screaming Eagles. I thank our sponsors helping to bring you high school sports every time we do a contest. You got Burgers and Phillips, Forward Bank also. Forward Insurance. Thanks to all of our sponsors for helping to bring you. We'll mention more of them coming up throughout the broadcast. The give off the left side. It's going to get about 3 or 4 yards on the carry. That will bring up second down for the Shawamigan Screaming Eagles. a beautiful night for football. It is here. Wind has calmed down. Duwamigan steps up with a second down coming up. And about five to go. They'll give off the left side. Run out of bounds after probably no gain on the play, it looks like, on the far side. That will set up third down now. And that is the end of the third quarter. We're going to take a two-minute timeout. Mr. Austin back in the studio. I'm going to have to hang up and call you back because I think we're running a little low on batteries here. So we will take a two-minute break and check back in with Shelley for the fourth quarter after this timeout.
You'll always score up at Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store. They have everything you'll need for your remodeling projects. The paint, the stain, the power tools, the plumbing supplies, yard and garden, plus items for your backyard birds, too. And they even have kitchen and laundry appliances, too. Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin.
Woodruff Appliance and TV doesn't want you to miss any big plays this sports season. They've got a great selection of large, state-of-the-art TVs. They've also got the knowledge to help you select the best TV for you and your family. They've got a great selection, and the prices can't be beat. Whatever the season, football, baseball, hockey, or hoops, they've got what you're looking for. Woodruff Appliance and TV, the experienced professionals for all your entertainment and kitchen appliance needs.
IAP Incorporated of Phillips is a complete manufacturing resource for fans, blowers, and dampers, from design to fabrication and delivery with ongoing service. They have over 50 years' experience in engineering and manufacturing industrial equipment and have been supporting our community's youth and high school sports since the early 1970s. Personal responsibility, production efficiencies, and rigorous checking assure high-quality products with lasting value. IAP foresees long-term success as they continue to operate with honesty, integrity, and spirit. It's a vision that extends beyond dollars to a way of working and living that brings pride to our community.
Our communities are at the center of our efforts moving forward. You'll see the Forward Bank team at area events volunteering. Watch for them as they are reaching out, presenting donations, and signing up charities to participate in our unique charitable money market account program. We connect our customers to the local charities that matter to you most. Visit www.forward.bank for more information or stop in and ask our team how you can help make a difference. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
All right, back we are. Thank you for your patience as we are back in Shell Lake and the Shawamigan Screaming Eagles. Still an offense wide open to kick off the fourth quarter and caught at the 50 all the way down inside the 15 and to the 10-yard line, and Shawamigan with a big pass play on a broken coverage to kick off the start of the fourth quarter. So Shawamigan in business with a long pass play down the left sideline. Trying to get who that was down there. I believe that was Dylan Ice down there, number two. And so Shawamigan in business trying to break the goose egg here on the board and get into the end zone here. First down and goal. The ball actually just outside the 10, actually. Get right up the middle, down inside the 10 to about the 7 or 8 yard line. Short gain on the play. It will be second down. 10 minutes to go. Clock runs. In lopsided games in high school football, the clock will continue to run except for timeouts and change of possession. 58-0. Del Lake with the lead over the Shawamigan Butternut Mercer co-op team. Second down. Shawamigan just inside the 10 of Shell Lake. This is their deepest penetration into Shell Lake territory thanks to that big pass play. Hilgard back to pass, and he is going to be warmed under back at about the 20-yard line. He did manage to get rid of the ball, though, on the pass before he got tackled. There are lights here in Shell Lake. There's not a lot of them, but there, there are lights. It's a little dim down toward the goal line down there. But enough to make it work. Hilgar gives up the middle down inside the 5-yard line, pushing, and rather I should say close to the 5-yard line. Bonga with it. That's going to set up a fourth down and goal, and I'm sure Shell Lake taking some pride in trying to keep this shutout going. And we've got a fourth down coming here. Shawamigan can get a first down, but would it be like at the 1-yard line? 8:25 to go. Again, we hold off and talk to the coaches on Tuesday. Coach Morgan and Coach Three-Quarter Phillips will join us Tuesday morning at 9 to talk high school football. Fourth down play coming. Penalty on the play, and that's going to be on Shawamigan, I believe, and going to back him up 5 yards. We have not had hardly any penalties in this game. One thing I mentioned to Coach Morgan and the coaches show is that very disciplined. That penalty actually going to go against Shell Lake, actually. He's going to move it half the distance down inside the about the 2 or 3 yard line down there, looks like. And a fourth down play coming up for Shawamigan, trying to get on the board here. Give off the right side, not going to happen, and the ball is going to be turned over on down. And Shell Lake has held, and they will take over now. Hilgart actually hung on to that ball, was faked off the right side and tried to penetrate that right side, and nothing doing. He was promptly knocked to the ground by a couple of Shell Lake Lakers, and he was very sportsmanlike, picked back up by all three of those and patted on his backside. Good sportsmanship by the Shell Lake players that time. Give off on the right side for Shell Lake, working back inside their own 10-yard line. That one will go out near the 10-yard line, and that will bring up second down. Bonga on the tackle for Shawamigan. We're back on the air tomorrow night. The 1-0 Phillips Loggers will play host to Clayton tomorrow night, 7 o'clock right here, 98QCountry.com, on the Civic Media app. Go to your Play Store, search for Civic Media, download it. You click on there, you'll see 98Q. It'll be on your phone forever. You can click on there and listen to 98Q anytime you want. Gain of about 5 or so up near the 20-yard line, and that's going to be close to a first down for Shell Lake, and that is going to be, well, the back chain's moving. Okay, they're going to call it a first down for Shell Lake. With 6:10, clock running to go. In this contest, it's been all Shell Lake, leading 44-0 at halftime and now 58-0 with time winding down in this one. Shell Lake a first down back at their own 20-yard line. Let's see if the Screaming Eagles can hold defensively up to the 25. That run's going to go up over the 30 for a first down and finally brought down at about the 33-yard line. 13-yard gain on first down. There's an injury timeout on the play. Somebody went down hard on that one. I thought it was the Shell Lake player, and it was, I believe, that actually it's a Shawamigan player. He's up and doing all right. Looks like that's Dalton Schmidt. He's going to jog off the field. Rather a hard tackle on the runner that time. Everybody went down hard. Everybody seems to be okay, and we've got a first down coming. 5.5 to go, and we got a timeout on the field. So we'll take a quick timeout. 1 minute break here. More high school football coming up in 1 minute.
Longwood Home Furnishings is proud to be part of the Park Falls and Ashland communities and wishes all area high school athletes the best in their sporting endeavors. You're all winners on and off the court, on and off the field, and on and off the course. Longwood Home Furnishings helps bring you the sports broadcast. And whether win or lose,
We are in your corner with a full showroom filled with a variety of furniture, including sectionals, sofas, love seats, up north style furniture, as well as bedroom sets and dining room set. Mattresses with two-sided options, plus over 50 recliners to choose from. At Sheboygan Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street in Ashland, Wisconsin.
Heckman Auction, heck yeah. Want to beat inflation? Buy at online auction. The advantages are you help your local community members, the money stays local, and there are great deals. You can also buy many items at one place. Download our app or go to heckmanauction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah. Heckman Auction, heck yeah. Looking for entertainment in the Northwoods? Try bidding online at heckmanauction.com. It's fun, it's fast, and you can help your fellow community members. Download our app on your mobile device or go to heckmanauction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah, boys.
All right, we have an offside on the first play coming out of the timeout. That's going to be on Shawanigan. And that will bring up a second down and five now for Shell Lake. Leading this one, 58-0 with 4:48 to go in this contest. So from their own 40, here they come. Give off on the left side. That play is going to go down inside the 50 to the 45 to the 40 to the 30 to the 25 inside the 25 to the 24-yard line, and a big pickup there and a first down for Shell Lake deep into the Shawanigan territory now. Apologize. Someone messaged me and wanted me to wish, I think, a happy birthday to someone, and now I lost it. Trying to find it on my phone and make somebody happy out there, but I can't seem to do that. First and 10, Shell Lake in business here again. A lot of the backups in there getting some valuable playing time in for both of these teams, I'm sure, especially Shell Lake. Moving left to right on your radio dial. Shell Lake will give off the right side inside the 20, down to the 15, to the 10, and shoved out of bounds at about the 7 or 8 yard line. The Kelton taking the carry. And we got a first down, and we have an injury over there. I don't think that McKelton was expected to be pushed as he went out of bounds, and he got shoved rather hard out of bounds. I think it surprised him a little bit, and he's a little shaken up there down that right side. And he's still down over there out of bounds with 3:02 to go in this contest. If somebody messaged me to say happy birthday to someone, do it again because I lost it, all right? Can't too many accounts. Trying to find it. They give off a penalty flag on the play. And the Kelton's going to be just fine, I believe. Still down. He's still down over there, way out of bounds there. But they did go on with the play. And now we have a penalty flag, and things have officially gotten a little chippy out there. And if they get any chippier, the referees should just say, you know what? Let's go home. Two plays are not going to make a big difference here with 2:15 to go. Shell Lake's trying to push it in one final time here. Trying to push it in. Ball to left side, trying to angle off that left side. A Hokey on the stop. The chain crew has officially lost interest in the game, I believe. No, they're still there, I guess. It's just third down and short. I thought they were going the other way. My bad on that. They have not lost interest. They're doing a great job over there on the far side of the field. it is third down. Not much of a gain on that play. And with a minute 10 to go, Shellwake in command, in control of this one, 58 to nothing. And we'll have one or two more plays here, and we'll call this one good and move on to bigger and better things. Always tough when you get to the end of the game like this. You want kids to have success, substitutes like Shellwake, but you don't want to rub things in either. It's a fine line between the two. There's a pass out to the right side. It's picked off by Shabam again. And he just might take this the entire distance of the field for a touchdown. That's exactly what's going to happen. And that is A.J. Morgan with the interception and the touchdown. There is a flag on the play, though. Way back, I believe, at the point of the interception. So I believe this one might come back. Morgan made the interception at about the 15-yard line, and he was going to score, and he did, but the penalty way back. Now, if this is a holding penalty after the pick, it would be Shawamigan football. 32.5 seconds to go. Shawamigan hoping to keep that picks on the board, but either way, it's not going to happen, as it is something against Shawamigan. And it will be Shellwake football, I believe. They're still talking it over. For gosh sakes, it's a 58 to nothing game. That's just I think everybody is thinking the same thing. I know you want to get the call right. I know. But they're trying to figure out if it's interference, what's going on here. We know that the pick six will not stand for A.J. Morgan. That will not go into the stat book, although he did feel the joy of scoring, but it won't count in the stat book. So the penalty will give the football to someone. I'm not sure which one it is. Everybody's still kind of standing around looking at each other and figuring out if Quick Trip's still going to be open. Oh, they're open 24/7. A lot of discussion going on with the coaches and the refs, and everybody's not really fully understanding why. With 58 seconds to go, the game is over, 58-0, but we're trying to figure out what the penalty is going to be on the pick six. The referees are getting together, maybe ordering ahead to Quick Trip, possibly. Chicken's always good. Chicken's always good at Quick Trip. They're still talking. Referee's going to go over and talk to Coach Morgan on the Shawamigan side and explain to him if he ordered the dark meat or the light meat and whether or not the side of mashed potatoes comes with it. He may have the app on his phone, so he could use that. Probably get a good deal, too. So they finally decided that it will be Shellwake football after the Shawamigan penalty. So wipe away the pick. Shawamigan will have first down, or is it fourth down? It says fourth down, I believe, on the far side. This will be the final play of the contest. And Shellwake will run it off the right side, and for some reason, will run it in for a touchdown. A knee would have been appropriate there, but a touchdown nonetheless. We'll make it 64-0 in favor of Shellwake. And a two-point conversion coming, and that won't be the last play because the clock stops after the change of possession. So the conversion coming here for Shellwake. And they're going to give it off on the right side and did not get in, just short of the goal line. So we'll have a kickoff here and then one play, and then we'll call her good. Again, the coaches will join us on Tuesday morning, 9 o'clock. Coach Morgan, Coach Precor, and we're going to see if we can't get one of our area volleyball coaches. Boy, we got a fun season of volleyball coming up again, too. They're already underway. Prentice is very strong again this year.